This is the final Mishnah of Season 6 of the TTPA, Chapter 6, Paragraph 11, Parag Vava, Mishnah Yud Aleph, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage of commentary and practical advice to say. Looking at this last Mishnah, and God willing, we'll take our big summer hiatus and come back stronger, bigger, with the family edition of Season 7, using the living lessons with nice stories and different lessons and the like, hopefully, God willing, when we come back. The previous Brisa mentioned five acquisitions of God, things that are precious to God, because they serve a special purpose in His plan for mankind. However, so that we should not think that only those five things were created for a purpose, the Brisa teaches a general lesson about everything in the world. Professor Yisrael points out, everything that the Holy One blessed be created in this world, He created only for His honor. All of God's creations exist for the purpose of praising Him, Rashi points out, glorifying His name and accepting upon themselves His kingship in this world. As it is stated in Yeshaya, everyone who is called by my name and who I have created for my glory, who I have fashioned, even perfected, and it states, Hashem shall reign for all eternity. Everyone was fashioned by Hashem, and Hashem shall reign forever. Everyone who is called by my name refers to the righteous. Therefore, who I am created my glory refers to all other people and things in the creation. The verse therefore teaches that not only the righteous who actively try to increase God's glory in the world, but even those who fail to do so serve the purpose of glorifying God's name, even if they don't realize it, Derech Chaim points out. The second verse does not prove that everything exists for the glory of God, rather is added to elaborate around that teaching. Although at this time we cannot see how someone or something increases God's glory, this will ultimately become clear to us at the end of days when God will reign as the supreme king forever. We'll be given the ability to see how all parts of creation serve this purpose, as this is pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael. And of course, at the end, we say, Hadron Allah and Baruch, that we have finished this, and we should always come back to it time and time again. Hadron Allah, Hadron Allah, Hadron Allah. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Omer Atzakash Baruch, Lezakos Yisrael, Firach Hirbalim, Torah, Mitzvah, Shem, Ardenech, Vesaman, Sigal, Yagdil, Torah, Vyadir. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha says, the Holy One, blessed is He, was to confer merit upon Israel. Therefore, He gave them Torah, Mitzvah, in abundance, as it is said, Hashem desired for the sake of Israel's righteousness that the Torah be made great and glorious. Learning about Pirkei Avos is wonderful, is terrific. We could uplift our lives and uplift our morals and our standards, and hopefully we can uplift the world around us. I hope you enjoyed this journey with us, and I hope you come back with us for Season 7 of The Journey. God willing, we'll add to the Living Lessons Family Edition next season on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.